Hello, and thank you for calling the Maryland EPREP hotline. Did you know that you may obtain additional information regarding Maryland Medicaid's EPREP? If you would like to hear the website address along with helpful tips to navigate EPREP, please press 1 now. Otherwise, to speak to a provider service representative, please listen carefully to the following options and make the selection of your choice. Before selecting the option that best fits your question, please be sure to have your NPI ready for the representative, along with 2 additional forms of verification. This may include your provider number, last 4 digits of social security number, date of birth, or the pay to address. This call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance purposes. If you are calling with questions about revalidation, please press 2. If you are calling in regard to general questions, please press 3. If you are a newly enrolled provider, please press 4. If you are calling to update any current information or to obtain status of existing application, please press 5. If you are calling to request a training seminar or webinar, please press 6 to leave a message for a return call. Please allow 48 hours for a return call. To hear these options again, please press 9. Hello, and thank you for calling the Maryland EPREP hotline. Did you know that you may obtain additional information regarding Maryland Medicaid's EPREP? If you would like to hear the website address along with helpful tips to navigate EPREP, please press 1 now. Otherwise, to speak to a provider service representative, please listen carefully to the following options and make the selection of your choice. Before selecting the option that best fits your question, please be sure to have your NPI ready for the representative, along with 2 additional forms of verification. This may include your provider number, last 4 digits of social security number, date of birth, or the pay to address. This call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance purposes. If you are calling with questions about revalidation, please press 2. If you are calling in regard to general questions, please press 3. If you are a newly enrolled provider, please press 4. If you are calling to update any current information or to obtain status of existing application, please press 5. If you are calling to request a training seminar or webinar, please press 6 to leave a message for a return call. Please allow 48 hours for a return call. To hear these options again, please press 9.
Hello, thank you for calling Maryland Medicaid Provider Enrollment Helpline. My name is Tanae. May I please have the spelling of your first and last name?
Hi, this is Gato. Hello?
I'm sorry, can you spell your first name?
Yeah, that's L-A-U-R-E-L.
All right, your last name or initial, please?
G is in gold.
All right, and a good callback number for you?
301-298-7022.
Okay, thank you very much for that. I need to ask some more information. You can be sure all information will remain confidential. Do you have the NPI number to the account you're calling about today?
Yes, that is 119-496-4957.
All right, can you repeat the NPI number?
Sure, that's going to be 119-496-4957.
All right, I'm sorry. Do you mind repeating that again? It was going in and out.
119-496-4957.
All right, and do you have the Maryland Medicaid ID number or the EIN tax ID?
Sorry?
Do you have the Maryland Medicaid provider ID number or the EIN tax ID?
Mm-hmm. That is, just a moment. 5293-2000. to 1900.
All right, and lastly, either the EIN tax ID or the pay to address listed on the account, please.
That's 3060 Michelleville Road, Suite 102, Bowie, MD 20716-1389.
All right, thank you. And how can I help you?
Okay. Actually, I was just calling you regarding our claims are getting denied due to the category of service. Like, we have to update the category of service. We have to just update two letters, LB, under the category of service for our group. So, yeah, that's why I'm just calling.
So, you want the category of service code of what? LB?
Yeah, LB.
All right, one moment.
Hello, are you there? Hello.
Hello. Thank you very much for your patience. I'm still reviewing the account. I need to put you on a brief hold. The line will remain silent until I return, okay?
Okay. I just wanted to know your name. I just forgot that. What was the name, sorry?
I never told. It's Tanae. T is in Tom. A is in Apple. N is in Nancy. A is in Apple. Y is in Yankee. Last initial is S. S is in Sam. Call reference number completely. It's my name and today's date, which is 08052025.
Okay.
Okay, so just one moment. Again, I need to put you on a brief hold. The line will remain silent until I return.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much for your patience. So you need to log on to the group's ePrep portal and assign specialty codes to the account. You need to go onto the group's ePrep portal and assign specialty codes to the account. So you need to go log on to the ePrep portal. No, I do not have login information. ePrep is a secured account. It's up to the provider to keep up with the group's login information. So you will need to log into the group's ePrep portal and update their specialty codes to be able to get them category of service codes.
Just a moment.
When you're in ePrep, you can always give a call back in to for what specialty codes. It can either be 04.
Sorry, so you said we need to just go into the ePrep portal then?
Update the specialty codes under the taxonomy section using a supplemental application. Once you're in the ePrep portal, you can call back and let them know you want to do that update, and someone can guide you through.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so you are just saying that I just need to just log into the ePrep portal and contact you guys again.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Well, you have a great day.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.